Hey guys, and welcome back to our series through Galatians. Grace is going to share a verse for us in just a second out of Paul's letter. And I want you to listen to Paul's voice as he writes this letter. He's a little bit frustrated, but he also asks a really important question, which is what I want to focus on today. Have a listen.
Today's reading is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through to 9. O foolish Galatians, what magician has cast an evil spell on you? For you used to see the meaning of Jesus Christ's death as clearly as though I had shown you a signboard with a picture of Christ dying on the cross. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by keeping the law? Of course not, for the Holy Spirit came upon you only after you believed the message you heard about Christ. Have you lost your senses? After starting your Christian lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? You have suffered so much for the good news. Surely it was not in vain, was it? Are you now going to just throw it all away? I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law of Moses? Of course not. It is because you believe the message you heard about Christ. In the same way, Abraham believed God, so God declared him righteous because of his faith. The real children of Abraham, then, are those who put their faith in God. What's more, the scriptures look forward to this time when God would accept the Gentiles too on the basis of their faith. God promised this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, "All nations will be blessed through you." And so it is. All who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith.
You foolish Galatians, who's cast a spell on you? And you can hear the frustration a little bit in Paul's voice. He's trying to figure out what's going on at the church there in Galatia. And I don't want to read between the lines too much, but I don't know if it's anger, but maybe just like a passionate frustration. Because Paul cares, and he's trying to figure out what happened in the community there from being this passionate, Jesus-loving, understanding the death and the resurrection of Christ sort of community, depending on God's Spirit alive in them, to now somehow trying to fit into this culture around them of obeying the law of Moses and finding their way back into old habits and old practices. And so he's really speaking into that time and into that place. And so we're going to have a look today at what Paul says in this important question that he asked, right into this moment where he says, did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? And then he answers it straight away and he says, of course not. And let's unpack that a little bit more. You see, it's Paul drawing the focus back in on the thing that really matters. The importance of God's Spirit alive in us that empowers us to do good and to obey Him, and shifting the focus away from making ourselves right with God through the things that we can do in our own strength. And he makes a really good point. They started out by believing, by seeing Jesus plainly and putting their trust and their faith in Him. And now they're trying to add other things to that. It's a really interesting thing that's happening, and Paul's passionately speaking into that. So here's what Paul says. He says, you received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ. How foolish can you be? After starting your new lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? And I think in this one I can relate to the Galatians a little bit, and I want to share with you some of my story. So let me take you back a few years, around about 2002. And, you know, I'd spent years up until this point trying to find my own identity, trying to fit in different places. And I remember behaving a certain way, dressing a certain way, dreadlocks, face piercings, all these different things, grappling with this idea of, you know, who am I and where do I fit in? And I remember coming to my mate's lounge room. He was actually a friend of mine. We played in a band together, and he was so willing to share how God had changed his life. We wound up somewhere just like this in a moment where I heard the truth about Jesus through a video in their lounge room. I remember in that video seeing people just so moved by what this guy was saying. And the truth in what he was saying really resonated with me in that moment. It was the good news or the gospel that Jesus loved me, cared for me just the way I was, and was able to forgive me. Not my own well-doing, not my best intentions, not me having to make it all right first. And I remember just kneeling down, like in front of the TV, just like this, in front of his family, and just asking God to do that work in my life. And just praying really simply, God, I need your help. Jesus, forgive me and help me to live a life that's good, that's pleasing to you. It was one of the most pivotal moments in my life, and I still remember it really fondly. And it was from that point, of course, having such an amazing experience with Jesus, then having to work out what that all looked like and what that faith actually looked like in everyday life. So I remember this process of, you know, moving house and getting involved in church and going to life groups and being at prayer meetings and worship gatherings and all these really good things. And, you know, as I look back and reflect on that now, I know there's probably, you know, a sense of pride in being in all the right places at all the right times. And I even remember, you know, this great quote that says, you know, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a cheeseburger. And that really hit home for me. It was about something much deeper than just being in the right place at the right time. And so just like the Galatians in so many ways, that was such a good reminder to me back then that it wasn't about the doing and doing it in my own effort to make myself righteous or to get in better standing with God. And it's something that I know even today that I have to be so careful of, remembering that it is God's work in me. It's something that he did start in his spirit, not something that I'm just going to take on now and make better or make myself more righteous or good through my own doing. It's all in him. It's remembering to come back to that place for me right here. It's that posture and that attitude of knowing that I need God. So we're going to take a moment to reflect now. It's a moment in song. You can use it to worship or to reflect. The lyrics are so good, and they speak right to the heart of what Paul is saying, to trust in God and to trust in the promises that he's made. So spend that time, and I'll be right back with you to finish up.
In the presence of my God, I will wait. I will look and I will find your embrace. The road ahead is long, but I am not alone. You are the light that leads me home. And in the presence of my God, I will stay. And I will trust in the promises you made. The rivers can be wide, and the water can get rough. But you and your strength will be enough. And I will sing. Of my God, I will be, and I will trust in the love that ransomed me. The desert winds will blow, though I will surely know that you will never let me go. And I will. Whatever comes my way, and I can trust you with all my days. You'll never change, and so my hope it will remain. Oh Lord, I know you, you won't forsake me. You will be faithful, whatever comes my way. Change, and so my hope it will remain.
Well, this has been such a good reminder again to me this week, and hopefully you got a lot out of it too. Those enthusiastic, passionate words of Paul to the church in Galatia. That reminder to come alive again to God's Spirit in us, the Spirit that started this good work, that saving because of what Jesus has done. It's Him in us that strengthens us and leads us to do good, to love others, to serve others, to hopefully be humble and to be patient and all those good things that absolutely matter. But it's all because of what He's done in us. We're in it together, and it's been great to be together again on another Sunday. And I hope you have an awesome week. We'll see you again soon.